Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Well, hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And this is your host, Allison, and thanks so much for tuning into my show this evening. I'm super happy that you're here. And you know what? I brought on somebody to keep me company this evening. I kind of have a co-host. She's gonna help me run the show. And my co-host this evening is Shelley Duffy. You might know her as a psychic medium. She really does some really wonderful work. She's been a past guest on the show. She is one of those rare mediums that are recommended on the James Von Prague resource page. So she comes with really good credentials. But I think most importantly, she's just a real sweetheart. I mean, I just really, really enjoy her company. And I think she's a great girl. And so I just want to say, hey, Shelley, you with me?
I am here. Hello, Allison, and thank you so much for inviting me to come and hang out with you tonight.
It gets lonely here. It gets lonely here all by myself.
You need a friend. Yes.
Yeah, I need a buddy. I need a friend.
I'm your buddy.
All right, you're my buddy this evening.
That's right.
Well, what we're going to do is, just so all of our listeners know, is, you know, Shelley and I got some stuff to talk about, can run some ideas back and forth with each other. But also, you know, you can call into the show, you know, if you've got, because we basically got you covered, okay, because I'm a numerologist, and I've studied mediumship and channeling and meditation and crystals and Reiki and you name it. So, yeah, I got a little bit of background, and, of course, Shelley is a phenomenal psychic medium, and what did you do a chat on just recently in James's chat room on auras and chakras?
Yes, we did a chat this month in January, last week, on the chakra system and the aura. So I just talked a little bit about that so people, it was kind of an educational chat.
Right,
and,
right.
Yeah, because a lot of people
You're no slacker. You're no slacker.
You know a lot of stuff. My mind is full of stuff.
Her mind is full of stuff. Good. My mind's full of stuff. Her mind's full of stuff. So between the two of us, if you have a question, you know, maybe you've got a question about anything having to do with the metaphysical. Maybe you've had some psychic experiences or paranormal things. Maybe you would like a reading. The two of us are hanging out here, and we're at your disposal. Yay. So let me just give the call-in numbers. Let's see, you can call toll-free from USA, Canada at 888-815-9756. You can also call in at 530-327-7602, 530-413-4510, and finally, 530-413-4522. And if you didn't get those numbers, you can just go to the front page of BBS, and they're posted right there on the front page, and you can see them there. Look for the ones for Station 1. So, Shelley, just take a moment here. Because, you know, just to let everybody know, it's not that anybody doesn't know who you are, because I know they do, but you started really getting some psychic stuff when you were, like, 5 years old. You got this really, really young. So why don't you tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Well, yes. You know, I think it runs in families, and a lot of children, of course, have a lot of paranormal types of experiences, but a lot of times it starts to shut down, you know, as they start to get into school, and it depends on how supportive their parents are as to some of the comments that are coming out of their mouths, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but for myself, both my brothers as well have it, so so, you know, it was just something that was, it just seemed kind of normal, and but as I got into my teenage years and, you know, I think I started kind of forgetting about it, starting to shut it down a little bit. And then when I got into my 20s, I just thought, you know what, there's a whole part of me that I feel like is missing, you know. So I started kind of reading books and that kind of thing and taking some classes. I found a center in Orange County, California, where I was living in Anaheim. Started taking classes, met a whole lot of wonderful people there, including James Van Praagh. That's where I first met him, way back in the 90s, I think. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's just sort of how it got started. I started doing readings professionally in 1997, mm-hmm. and just really never looked back.
Wow.
Kept moving forward.
So what did your parents do when, I mean, were your parents psychic, or why were they so comfortable with having psychic children?
Well, they must be. You know, I can't say that, well, both of them have, I think, well, my dad's in heaven now, so he's very psychic, but but they have a very strong intuition, and my youngest brother is actually my half-brother, so he actually belongs to my mother, not my father. So, and he, I think, of the three of us, had the mediumship as far as spirit visitations the strongest. So I would say it comes through on both sides, but it comes in very strongly through my mother's side of the family.
So let's say somebody's out there, okay, because you touched upon that, you know, all children basically are born psychic, and some, you know, actually can have, you know, experiences. So as a parent, what do you recommend if somebody came to you and said, my child's really, really psychic, they're having these experiences, what do you recommend for the parent to approach this or how to deal with it?
I have had people actually bring their children to me, and some of them actually bring them to me for readings, depending on how well I know the client, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the main thing is just to be supportive and not dismiss their what they say to you is fantasy, or, you know, don't say, well, that isn't real,
mm-hmm.
or, and also question what they're saying, because especially when they're very young and they say, the lady came and she told me this, well, you know, start to question, well, who is the lady, and what does she look like, and what does she say to you, and, you know, really engage them,
sure.
and especially, you know, let them know there's nothing to be afraid of.
Sure.
Because some children are naturally afraid, but some people, our children are afraid of strangers in general just because they're shy, you know. So it not necessarily because they think it's a ghost. A lot of them don't even know what a ghost is. So they're just shy because they don't know this person. And then some kids are very outgoing, and so they'll talk to anybody, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's really important for the parents, because sometimes even the parent has their own, you know, opinions about psychic things and paranormal things, and I think it's important for the parents not to project their fear upon the child either, don't you think?
Sure.
Sometimes parents can, you know, wig out, you know, when they find out.
Absolutely. And sometimes religion comes into play with the parents, you know, if they're very religious in a certain line and a certain way of thinking, they could think that there's something wrong. But what I would say is, you know, when we're born, we are the closest to where we came from that we will ever be until we're getting ready to leave. And so, you know, out of the mouths of babes, pay attention to what your kids are showing you and telling you.
Right. They say that children see angels or spirits, or even could be crossed over loved ones. But they also, if you talk to any nurses, especially nurses in hospice or in hospital situations, I happen to have several nurses in my family, and they'll come right out and tell you that they always know when somebody's going to cross over, when they're not going to make it, because they all of a sudden start talking to people or say they were visited by relatives that have crossed over. So that goes along with the idea that the spirit world, you're never closer to it than when you're born and when you leave this planet.
Absolutely.
Like what you're saying, yeah.
And what about yourself? Did you have paranormal experiences as a child, or did it start more in adulthood where you felt more of a calling? Or
thanks for asking. I think that I lived in a haunted house pretty much when I was a kid, I have to say, because every night I was woke up all the time. And I would not say, per se, that I saw spirit in the room, but I knew that there was something in the room, and I could feel it. And I had very vivid dreams, the kind of dreams that, you know, would wake you up and, you know, in a cold sweat. So I also knew things without knowing why I knew them from a very young age, and also questioned things. I mean, it's probably the worst I was went to parochial school, but I can still to this day remember sitting there and going, that doesn't sound right.
Right. Even as
and
a
it
child,
didn't matter
yeah.
how much they tried to teach me, I go, no, I don't think that's it. So I wasn't really the best little Catholic in the world. I actually decided, I know this is going to sound really, but I think somewhere around 7, I decided I was very mad at God. And I was mad because I just didn't understand why he was punishing me for something Adam and Eve did. Because I didn't even know Adam and Eve. And in my little child head, I thought, I don't know them, never met them. And if I had a baby, I wouldn't punish it for something somebody else did.
Right.
You know? And it just didn't make sense to me. None of it made sense to me. So I was a very odd child, but I did have a very strong tie to God in a different way and in a way that made sense to me. And I just had all kinds of strange things happen. And then throughout my life, I mean, I've had, you know, I've seen angels and had very profound, you know, visions and things. And so, you know, I just finally, you know, quite honestly, it was James von Prague's books that I finally said, I studied numerology, new numerology, but really didn't get into the spiritual aspect of things. And then I picked up James's books, and I think it was his first book, and that finally it made sense to me. Oh my God, that's what's wrong with me. I'm psychic. You know, I had no clue. I just, yeah.
You know, that's so great about him. He's just really following his mission and his path. And I know you're going to have him this what, May? On
yes,
your show?
May 18th. About yeah. fell over. Yeah. And
so
I went, oh my God. Yeah, but that's, you know, I'd like to say that's specifically for my listeners, and I know that they're absolutely going to love and enjoy connecting to him and listening to him on the show, but for me, I mean, I've read everything that James has ever written. I followed his career ever since I was young. I can remember when I was younger, and I remember, you know, like I would, if there was a medium or something on television, I would be like dusting or something, and I would just stop, drop, and sit and watch, you know. And so watching James on television and watching him do his readings, I used to frequent the James von Prague chat room until my career got too busy for me to hang out in a chat room. But this is, I guess you could say I'm having my idol on my show.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. And
yeah,
you're just really going to enjoy it. It's going to be easy, and, you know, he's really easy to talk to, and
well, good. Well, he wasn't easy to talk to when I first met him when I went to the book signing. But I literally was like, oh my God, that's James von Prague. But he's very funny. He cracked me up. He's very funny,
and he's very relaxed. And you know, as I think he just really walks his talk. I think he's a very spiritual person. I think he's very kind. I think he's a little shy. So even mm-hmm. though he's out there, just like some of us, myself, you know, you have to sort of some of us are more introverted. You have to push yourself out.
Sure.
But, you know, I think he's doing a good job at doing that. And so I think that'd be
great.
Do you ever see Kenny Kingston on, do you remember him? He was the first psychic I had ever seen on television when I was
uh-huh.
a kid. And he was the psychic to the stars. Very, very, very out there. He was on all the talk shows, you know, Merv Griffin and the Mike Douglas show. I think I'm dating myself, but... you know, he was somebody I just dropped, like you said, just dropped everything, and I just stared at him and listened
right.
to him. And he had
right.
books. And literally, he was psychic to the stars. I mean, Marilyn Monroe and Lucille Ball and Mae West and, you know.
Right.
And he is, as far as I know, he's still alive and well in California
right.
somewhere in Los Angeles. But
right.
funny enough,
yeah.
about
right.
20 years later, I found myself
yeah.
sitting in his living room.
Oh, my God.
In a seance, yeah, of all things.
Well,
and
oh,
I thought, isn't that funny how things come around? And
yeah, well, that's like, you know, it's really bizarre. Just the same thing kind of sort of happened to me is I read Edgar Cayce as a child, which that in itself is a little weird, okay?
Yeah,
you would
right,
think that
right.
I would, you know, I'd be reading like children's mysteries or something, but I was reading Edgar Cayce, and he was also another idol of mine, so much that I was fascinated by his life and his life story, and I recently got an invitation by ARE to speak, and I was like, oh, my God, whoever.
Wow.
You know, that to me is like coming full circle of someone that inspired you when you were young and then actually have an opportunity to pay honor to him. So that was a very exciting thing. But listen, Shelley, I think I heard a beep. So
okay.
I guess we gotta quit the chit-chat. We got to find out who's calling.
We got to get to work. Oh, no.
We got to get to work. All right. So, who's calling?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, ladies. Good evening.
My name is Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
Oh, right. Good. Is it cold?
I can't hear you so good, though, tonight on my phone for some reason.
Oh, okay. So do you have a question
for
us?
I'm wondering why that is. Should I get away from the computer? Or?
Yeah, if you're sitting by your computer, you're going to hear an echo, honey, so step into the other room.
Oh, okay. I put the volume down all the way, but I didn't realize
Monique
went in the other room. Sorry.
That's okay, Cindy. Now, do you have a question for us? Do you have a question? Would you like a reading? Do you have a comment? What's going on? What can we do for you?
Well, who's going to be doing the both of you?
Yeah, we're tag teaming you.
We're going to gang up on you.
We're going to gang up on you.
I can't hear you too good even now.
Oh.
Hello?
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 Dear?
Oh, there was a beep. Who's going to be doing the readings, both of you girls?
Yes.
Oh, well, I have a main question, but I was wondering with, I didn't know you were going to have a guest tonight. That's wonderful. But with both of you or whoever wants to go first or whatever, however you want to do it, I was had been wondering in the numerology way, but in any way now, we have our house for sale, and I still am wondering when are we going to be moving and will we get the house we want.
Okay. Well, this is what I'm going to have you do, Gal. If you would be so kind as to give me your date of birth, please.
Sure. It's 8/11. You want the year?
Yes, please.
56.
Okay. So 8/11/1956. So while... What I would tell you is that Shelley will get impressions, probably not the same way that I'm going to get it, because I'm going to go through your numbers and try to give you that answer through your numbers. Shelley, mm-hmm. being a psychic medium, Shelley is going to give you her impressions based upon what she feels. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be a polite host, and I'm going to let Shelley go first, and then I'll just come back in with your numbers, and I'll tell you what I see there, okay?
Well, thank you, Wolf. Okay.
All right. So I immediately, when you first started talking, I felt like there was a lot of kind of activity in a new way around you, and I almost was going to ask you if you were maybe learning something new, or moving would fall into that category, because that would be a new, you know, kind of experience. But you also may be learning something new as well, or maybe taking a new class or something. But there seems to be a lot of motion. There does seem to be a lot of motion and activity in your energy, which is a good thing because that's kind of what you're asking me about. So in other words, I don't get quite a lot of stagnation. So my impression is that we're in the end of January now, so probably before summer, I think your house will probably sell. Are you thinking of moving by the water anywhere?
No. We were going to stay
by the
in
water
the same
now?
Town, but to a different type house.
Did you live by the water now anywhere?
No.
Okay. Well, keep water in mind, okay, because it could just be that there's like a little lake or a stream or something. What?
Oh,
I hear.
I know. Yeah. Excuse me, Shelley, for interrupting, but I just thought of something. The house we want to buy, I don't know if this could be it. There's a little, it's not on the property, but it's right next to it. There's a little, like a little brook.
Yep.
Or a little stream or brook,
yep.
or whatever. And she also has a pool, which we would get rid of, an above-ground pool. We wouldn't need that. So
okay.
Maybe those two bodies of water, maybe could that be it?
Yeah, I was getting more of a natural, not a pool, but more of a natural moving or city, you know, a lake or a stream. And that's what I said, like
yeah.
a brook or a stream.
Yeah,
so
that's
that would
right
be,
next door to the lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that is good because that's what I'm picking up. So that means that you're heading in that right direction there.
Okay, and Gail, I want to tell you, you're absolutely on tap to move this year. It's a done deal, okay? It's just a done deal, okay? You're in a 5-year, which that allows, like sometimes we just don't have that energy around us that allows it. And I feel like last year you're kind of stuck in place, but this is your year to make some major changes. It is the year to make a major move in. And so, like, the timing is right, the energy is right around you. I potentially can see May And if not by May, I would really guess that you're going to be moving in September of this year. So maybe you're going to sell the house, you know, in the spring or maybe in the summer. But I see you very potentially strongest moving in by September. So I think it's a done deal. So stop worrying about it, sweetie.
Yeah, well, we worry because it's been for sale a long time. Everyone loves the house, but they complain that the yard is too small. And you get so tired of hearing the same thing over and over again. And then you wonder, are you really ever going to move, you know? And I don't know if that other house is going to be waiting for us. I mean, it can't, you know, it's still for sale, though.
Sometimes, dear, it's all in the timing of things, okay? And I feel that there's the timing is right now. And it's possible that the reason why this has been delayed a little bit for you is so that you can get the best possible deal on both ends, not only in the purchase price of your home, of the new home, but also the selling price of yours. So I'm just telling you, set all the worry aside. It's a done deal, okay?
And you think that it's going to, I'm a little confused, did you say sell in May or September, remove rather, when will it sell, though, do you
I
know?
I feel that you have two major opportunities for a move.
Oh.
One is May and one is September, okay?
But
I see money coming to you in March, but that could be from an income tax return or something along those lines. But you have a letting go in April, so that also could be a very strong month for, you know, okay, I'm selling the house. I'm letting go of it. I'm finishing this. I see new beginnings for you in May, so that's where I see potentially a move in May. But if you don't move by May, July is a really great month for money for you, and I see a move by September. So what I'm saying is, all in all, I know that you're moving this year, okay?
Okay.
Potentially, those are the months you want to look at, okay? And I think it's going to be good for you. So stop worrying. It's a done deal.
Yep. Just
okay?
Yep. Just
okay,
it.
Gail.
Okay. I get
okay,
May. I get
then.
May
well,
also.
Thank you both very much. I appreciate it. Have a lovely
You're welcome,
evening,
sweetie.
Girl.
You're welcome.
Bye. You're welcome. Bye. There you go.
Yeah,
all right.
I got May also with that. And
did you really?
But, you know, oh, yeah, absolutely. But sometimes these transactions, it might start in May, but sometimes it holds, you know, the escrow and things like that take
yeah.
a while. So it could
right,
be
and sometimes the move might not be till.
Right.
You know, sometimes things can
later,
be held
yeah.
up until September, but I feel September is a very strong month for a move, if not, you know.
Yeah.
June.
So it could be just all wrapped up, you know, by
yeah.
that by that
yeah.
time.
Right. Okay. Did we hear another beep, Shirley?
I did. I heard a beep.
Okay. Find somebody? Out who it is.
Oh, who is there? Who is there? Is there somebody there? Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hello? Hi. Who is this?
Hi. My name's Anne. Hi.
Hi, Anne. And where are you calling
and
from?
And I have called once before, and I have spoken to Allison. Hi, Allison. How are you?
Good. Hi, Ann. How are you?
Good. Good. I had a few questions. Did you want my birthday first?
Sure. Give it to me.
Okay. It's June 16th, 1952.
Alrighty.
6:44 a.m. I don't know if you need to
That would be astrology. Wouldn't it?
You
or
said,
do you use that? Do you use that in numerology?
No, we don't.
I didn't think
no,
so.
And really quick, you said 1952, correct?
52, yes.
All right, thank you, dear. All right, and we not only have myself here, but we also have Shelley, and she's a psychic medium.
Yes,
and
yes.
So she can
Hi,
pick
Shelley,
up on stuff for
you,
too.
Hi,
okay.
good.
So
thank
what's your question, Anne? What can we do for you?
Well, my question is, I have read... several books, such as John Holland and James von Prague, and I've listened to various shows on the computer, and anything in the spiritual realm, I just break down and cry over and over and over, and I know that there has to be a very deep connection somewhere,
yeah.
whether it was something for a past life or the fact that you're talking about as children, we're told things to do and not to do, and we change from where we came from. We're not as pure as we were when we were first born. And because I just get so emotional and just it's like all these tears are just from being held back from years and years. And just looking for the connection and looking for, you know, I'm meditating and doing different things. And I feel friends are going by the wayside because I'm thinking it's a different person as an old soul who's been here, who tends to beat to a different drum. And I also feel that at times I have so much energy, and then other times I have none at all. And I don't know why that is that way, unless I'm more of an empath and I just take everything in and still learning how to protect myself. So those are the things that...
All right. Let me go first, Shelley.
Okay, go ahead.
And one of the things that is your energetic levels is your birthday number, your 16 birthday. You have 7 energy in your chart. And trust me, you and all the other 7s out there in this planet, we need our sleep. We need our naps. And there's a reason for that. It is because you are an old soul, and maybe because on some level you are cognizant of the fact that you're a spiritual being having a physical existence. And sometimes when you look at what's going on in the world and energetically, that can be very disturbing to you. And on some level, when you go back to sleep, you go back home. And that helps to regenerate you, rejuvenate you, give you the energy, maybe even a little bit of a pep talk to get you to come back the next day. Because really, part of your journey in this lifetime is to reconnect to your soul. And you are, in all every sense of the word, a wise old walking, talking mystic, a sage. You have an incredible amount of wisdom within you. And it's almost like being awake in life, meaning I am here in the physical, but I feel like I belong somewhere else. And I feel that the reason why sevens need so much sleep and why sometimes energetically, that when you lose your energy, that is too much. You've taken too much energy in, and it's time to rejuvenate. It's time to rest. And honor that. Honor that when it happens, because that's very normal for you. So much psychic stuff is going on in your chart. The beautiful inner child, creative aspects, very intuitive, the mediumship, the clairvoyance, the feeling, the empath. I mean, and that's a lot. That's a lot. But
that
don't
is
be.
A lot.
Yeah,
it sounds
a lot.
Exhausting.
It's exhausting. But
oh,
you know, this
gosh.
Is, it's a time, at this time on this planet, a lot of people that were clueless. I do feel that there are certain people that were really, if we were all awake to this consciousness all of our lives, I think it would have been a period of great discontent because the world wasn't ready for this kind of thinking.
No.
So I really feel as though a lot of people were quietly in a slumber for many, many years. And the intensity of the 2000s as they came in is reawakening the spirit within people, and certainly people that already had it, it's intensifying it. And it's just time. It's just time for this new consciousness, and you're part of that army, okay? So don't despair. If you're tired, take a rest. And know that even in sleep, that this serves very special purpose for you, and it's okay, all right? And I'll turn
you
over to Shelley.
Hello.
Thank you very much, Allison.
Yes. Well, when you first talked about the tears, the first thing I felt was that you were resonating to a missing feeling, like you're missing a home, you know, kind of a feeling. And a lot of times when we hear information or read it and it resonates to us as a truth, we get different reactions. Different people will get, some people will get chills, some people will get the aha, oh my gosh, things just click. And then some people will get very emotional, and usually it's tears, you know. It doesn't necessarily mean they're very sad. They could be happy, you know, but they get a lot of tears. And so that's what I felt with you first and foremost. Interesting about your friends, because I have found that, you know, I went through my whole life through high school and jobs and things like that, but the closest people in my life, the closest people to me and the people that I tend to keep in my life through the years are the people that I have met in the spiritual metaphysical field. So, I mean, I don't really even know anybody from high school or anything like that. So I would just say on that, you know, on that line, just let those people fall away if they do, and you open yourself up to connecting with others that are of like mind, and you may benefit by looking in your area for a center of some sort that you can attend, because you'll meet a lot of people, and they will become very close and, you know, like your best friends, and that, at least that's been my experience. Also with you, because the empath thing is a difficult thing. I have one brother who is very empathic, and it was very difficult for him growing up and being in school and things like that. And so you have to learn a lot of grounding techniques. So I don't know what types of meditations you're doing, but grounding techniques to actually connect you to the earth so that you aren't flying all over the place, you know, and you can be more focused. And also it brings you, it brings your body in alignment with Earth, because your body is actually an Earth, you know, vehicle. So we can't forget that we are spiritual beings, but we are of the Earth as well. Sometimes, you know, we want to do one or the other. So, and then, so grounding techniques and then protection techniques and using the white light is very important. And definitely do some white light types of meditations, and visualizations are very important. And never, I want to say to people out there, and your meditations and your techniques, do not underestimate the power of your imagination, because the imagination is everything. And, you know, I mean, look around you, and all of these physical objects that you see at one point were the product of somebody's imagination, you know, including electricity and everything, you know. So don't underestimate your imagination when you do these visualizations. They are, it will make it real, and the more you do it, it will become stronger. Your shield, you know, will become stronger. And I think that's about it. If you have any other...
Yeah, I agree with everything that Shelley said, really. And Anne, your name itself is an 11. It's master energy, you know. And so just know that you have all this wisdom and you have the answers. You there's nothing in this life that you can't meet and work through. You have all the tools. You're such an old soul. So, you know, just hang in there and find, you know, and as your vibration changes, it's kind of like you ever try to put two magnets together and you know how they pull apart? Well, energetically, you have moved up in energy, which kind of makes you not compatible with old friends.
Right.
And so it's that's why there's this separation, and it's time to move on and find more like, as Shelley put it, like-minded beings. But that also energetically they're more compatible to you. So just send it out there to the universe to replace your friends with friends that are like you now. It'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. And the ones
Thank
that you're
you
supposed
so much.
To be, the ones you're supposed to be still connected to will come back. The family and the friends that will, that you have a strong spiritual link to or karmic link to, they will, you know, they may go away a little bit thinking, oh, she's kind of going off the deep end here. But they will come back. They will come back, and they will, once you get more settled in your you know, what you're doing, they'll come back and they'll be a part of your life again. So,
you know, so we want you to hang in there, Anne. We're cheering for you.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Thank you so much.
Okay,
it's
sweetie.
It's a great journey. It's a great journey, and just enjoy the you know, the unfolding of it. Really.
Oh, the journey is good. It's a, and I don't always associate tears with unhappiness like I used to.
Okay, great.
Good, it is good. Tears of joy, because it is a spiritual growth. It's like coming back to what you were.
Right.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Well, thanks, Anne,
for
calling. You're welcome, dear.
Bye bye.
Bye. I think we heard another beep, Shelley. Did we hear another beep? Do we
I
have another caller?
I heard something, but I thought, is that my battery?
Is that my imagination? Oh, my imagination is good. I'm hearing beeps. Good.
Yes. Beeps
okay,
from
so
above.
We have somebody else on the line, I think. So who's calling?
Can you hear me? This is Robert.
Hi.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Hey, I can't believe it got through. I'm doing fine. I'm calling from a small mountain town in North Georgia.
We like
and,
your accent.
Just wanted
I know,
to,
I'm so thinking.
Talk to you about what's going on with me. I since I've moved up here from Atlanta, I've had the privilege of not having to work a 9-to-5 job and have been able to afford to live without working too hard. And as a byproduct of that, I've really spent a lot of time reading metaphysical books. I've read all of Edgar Cayce and Van Prague and John Holland. And I've read everybody. I've kind of looked like I've got it. I've really gone through a lot of spiritual growth since I've been up here. You know, I was recovering Southern Baptist when I moved up here. And I really feel like I've just grown so much on the as far as spiritually. And and now I feel like I've kind of like reached a plateau with that. It's like I don't feel like I need any more books. I've kind of like read them all. And I have been in a lot of contemplation and meditation about myself. And so now I'm at the point of what to do next. Because I feel like that I was kind of set up to be up here and to learn this, because I'm being prepped for something greater and bigger.
Okay. Robert, can you just do me a real quick favor, honey? Can you give me your date of birth, please?
August 63.
August what?
30.
August 30th, 1963, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yes, I think so.
63, right? August 30th, 1963. Okay, I'm going
to let
Shelley address you first, and then I'll address you after Shelley.
Okay.
Hello. I do think that that happens sometimes, you know, when we do a lot of learning, and then all of a sudden, you know, we're kind of like, well, what next, you know?
I've got it, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's really important for people to do activities, like social activities. Like we were just talking with the lady before you, to try and find maybe a center or a church or classes that you can actually physically go to without being secluded, you know, just by yourself. And I know you're in the South, so I don't know, you know, how easy it is to find places out there, but sometimes you just look, you know.
Yeah, I would love to find an ARE group. There isn't one around. And there's really not a church that that really connect with either.
I was going to mention a church as well, because there are a lot of, you know, kind of New Age churches like Unity Church and what Church of Religious Science and spiritualist
yeah,
churches.
I've been there and done that, and they just don't fit. I feel like what's missing is a church of the Creator. It's like it's everything but the Creator in these churches. You know, we're all sparks of the divine, and we're all come from the Creator.
Right, right. Let's see.
I haven't been to any church where they even use that word.
Which word?
You know?
The Creator?
Yeah.
What about going to Hay House, what do you call those, Celebrate Life types of things where they have a lot of speakers and also some cruises and things with, you know, metaphysical people, mediums and things. They have these special cruises. Or if you can afford it, you know, go on some sort of a spiritual journey, like to Sedona or, even abroad, you know, in Europe, or go to some sacred sites, in other words. A lot of these things will kind of unblock the blocks and shake you up a little bit. Shake up your energy a little bit. You don't have to do it constantly and consistently, but sometimes it's just something, you know, a little different, and usually it's activity of some sort instead of, you know, just sitting at home and reading or watching something on the computer.
It's like I've been cocooned and I'm about to blossom and come out of it. And am I moving? Am I staying here? And if I stay here, then what is my purpose here? I kind of feel like I've outgrown the town.
Yeah.
Well,
let me
interject a little bit here. Let me just interject. Okay.
What
I see in you, Robert, is that you have a tremendous ability to inspire others. And I also feel that you have a gift with communication, whether you speak it or write it. I feel that that is one of your greatest fortes. I also got to tell you that you know, for you, all this journey that you've been on, it's not so much about learning, it's about remembering the things that you already know. You have a tremendous wise, you know, like a mystic that resides in you as well. It can be your challenge, which could be why for most of your life you tried to fit in with conventional religion, and you finally come to your own, and you finally made your own discovery and your own decisions about what it is you choose to believe in. I feel that you literally... through study of something in particular you're interested in. You've mentioned Edgar Cayce more than once, you know, and it's very possible that through the study of something you could specialize in it and from that actually teach others. I could see you teaching others. I also have to say that where I see you going, and this is probably in a few years, you're going to be shifting out of the energy of where you're at, and I see you as being a contributor, like, it's something for humanity, for service of others, where I think on some level you're going to take what you've learned, and everything's apprenticeship. It gets us ready for our mission, and I really can see where you are going to perhaps be doing some international travel or traveling or working on some level to help humanity. I feel that it's a very service-orientated future for you. Now, I also want to say that as far as the reason why you're drawn to a lot of that is there's a tremendous, you're like a little lightning bolt of a channel here. You're definitely psychic. You definitely receive probably very strong dreams or premonitions or even some paranormal stuff yourself. You've got a lot of that going on in your chart as well. So I just really feel that concentrate on the fact that you have a gift to inspire and you have a gift to speak. Anybody can talk, but to make people want to pay attention and listen, you've got an it factor. You've got something about you, and people will listen to you, and they will find you to be immensely charming. And you can have, if you study something to the point of becoming an expert, I can see you being very successful in transferring that wisdom and knowledge to others and inspiring them with it. And so,
like public speaking?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
About the Creator?
If you want to speak about God, honey, that is definitely in your, the Creator, God's source. I don't care what you call him. I'm sure he answers to many names. Whatever inspires you, because I just see you almost got like a preacher living inside of you, honey. You know what I'm saying?
Like a what inside of me?
Like a preacher living inside of you.
yeah. Also, yeah, I was going to ask you if you write. Do you write at all?
Yeah, he's very gifted.
Because I get you writing things, but I don't know if it's necessarily writing for publication or if it's writing just to get it out of your system, but just start, writing stuff and releasing it down onto paper and see how it how it comes together.
I've thought about a play about about the different religions and how we're all one and we're on the stage and everybody's in
there. You go.
Oh, cool.
See, there we go. So. Yeah, what I said, what we both said. So I feel that that's the direction. One thing I will tell you, Robert, is that you have a tremendous ability to receive insight in your dreams. So when you go to bed, even if it's tonight or the next night, and if you're at a point like, where do I go now, you can actually ask for that to come to you in a dream and a vision, and I really feel that that's a very strong method of them talking to you, of God, Source, Creator, speaking to you. I feel you can get a message through your dreams. So I really encourage you to do that, and if it doesn't come one night, just keep asking, and I feel that you can get the message. But also be aware that you're in apprenticeship, that every event that happens in our life leads us down. It's kind of like we do these pony tricks. We learn how to do this, and then the next pony trick comes along, we have to learn how to do that. But all of it prepares us for the final destination. And so I just really feel that whether, as Shelley said, writing, speaking it, you have a gift as being someone that can be very theatrical, somebody that can be very, whether you write the words or speak the words, you have an ability to do that brilliantly. And so I just really kind of encourage you to entertain those thoughts. And don't get so caught up in what I need to know, because really what you've done is you caught yourself up. And now you've got all the knowledge that you need. And sometimes it's important to sit with that knowledge. And I know that sounds a little crazy, but sometimes you've got to let your body and your mind and let it gel within you and just kind of sit with that knowledge and be that knowledge and consult your own soul. And it doesn't mean that you have to read any more books or go to any more schools. It's just about getting used to the new higher vibration that you're at, this new energy that you're at, and become comfortable with it. And so for right now, I would just be happy that you're where you're at.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay?
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling, Robert.
Thank you, guys.
All right, you're welcome, honey.
Bye-bye.
Good luck. I know myself, and I hope Robert still continues to listen, but I went through, numerology was one thing. I have hundreds of books, okay? And I was always looking for a book to tell me something I didn't know already. And it was always kind of a quest to find a little tidbit of information of an understanding of numerology that I didn't already know. And then because numerology speaks of prophets and mediums and channelers and dreams and visions, and I began also to, after I studied numerology, to start studying spirituality. And what I found is that numerology validates all things spiritual. Numerology itself is spirituality in action. It is the soul journey. It's what our souls are up to every lifetime. But I did come to a point of saturation. I read about angels. I read about, went to classes. I studied mediumship. I studied crystals. I studied everything I could possibly think of.
Right.
And it does come to a point of saturation where it's okay. I think I've learned enough now. I think I'm okay.
Yeah.
You got to fight
well,
with it for a while.
And you were right about sometimes you have other parts of you, and sometimes those parts need to catch up with other parts.
So sometimes
Maybe you do reach a plateau because all of you is not quite caught up yet. So
exactly.
You kind of want to go together.
Right.
Together. Not fragmented.
You kind of want to just sit with it for a while and let it gel, and then you're ready to move on. Okay, Shelley, I think we got another caller, we're going to take
I heard a beep. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Hello. Is there somebody there?
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Welcome.
Hi. My name is Connie. My birthday is 8/10/55. Thank you, Shelley and Allison. And Allison, I've had a couple of readings with you, which I absolutely loved, and thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
I'm coming into this year. Hopefully, there's going to be some good changes going on, but I am starting off with a situation with alimony from my ex, and I would love some guidance on that. And if I could just briefly have that guidance and then go from there about where hopefully my working profession, where I'm going to go from here so I can become self-sustained on my own, and that would be great advice. Thank you both.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to let you go first, Shelley.
Okay. Well, while she was – oh, can I ask you where you're calling from?
Sure. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Oh, okay. I don't know why. I just like to know that.
Uh-huh.
It's my curiosity factor. But it also, the more I hear people talk, you know, the more I get into their energy. So it's kind of like an icebreaker when they talk about themselves a little bit. But anyway, while you were speaking, I was feeling money coming into you. I could feel that vibration of money. So there will be a influx of money coming in. And I was picking up something about work, okay, as being maybe the core of that. The you said alimony from your ex-husband, is that what you said?
Yes, we're several months behind, and it's just getting deeper and deeper.
Yeah, I was going to say he's a bit of a problem. Or, you know, something, something along those lines, I get some stagnation or stopping the energy there, but the work energy felt a lot more, it felt freer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since this year started, have you found some positive things that have come into the work place so far, and we're only a month into January?
No, Shelley, I haven't had anything come to me yet.
Okay, it will, because I almost felt like it already started this
okay.
month, so it's coming rather quickly. And do you do something that is like your own business or something that you are responsible for, sort of your own income in some way?
You know, I'm so glad you said that. That was what I'm hoping is going to happen. I can see I have a kind of an idea of what I'd like to do, but I do know that for my own, how I am, I would love to be self-employed doing something that would have the freelance to do what I want, because I'm disciplined and I know I can do it, and if it's something I really love, it's just going to be a natural fit anyway.
Okay, that's good, because I was kind of seeing you doing, like, two different things, and I don't know if they were, I almost felt like it was one thing and then something else that was, you know, similar to that or connected to that in some way,
mm-hmm.
but it could just be two separate money-making opportunities, but let's see, one of them is bigger than the other, so the other, one of them may be more of a, kind of like a regular job, kind of a thing,
okay.
you might call it, and then the other one would be like a branching off into your own business kind of a thing.
Okay.
It feels to me like it's a good vibration. It feels like it's exciting to you and fulfilling. So.
Right. I'm going to interject and say I'm on board with Shelley 100% that I feel that a business venture for you, something that you start by your own hand, your own business, is absolutely perfect for the energy that you're in. Also going to say no matter what you do, you're going to rise to the top. I feel whether you, if you don't have your own business, whatever you do for a living, you're
mm-hmm.
going to rise to the top of whatever that is. So I think this is a time for you that you really got to have a lot of confidence in yourself. And I think you can take a chance or take a risk, and that's fine. I would tell you that you got to stand on your own two feet and be independent. This is why hubby's not around. It's time for you to learn your own strengths. It's time for you to think about you for a change. It's time for you to cave into your ambitions. And I really feel that your latter years are going to be very, very productive. I feel when we're talking about money, I feel as though money wants to come to you in February. This could come from a promotion from job, but it certainly could be. I don't think he's going to catch you up all the way. I feel it's a little bit of a trickle. I feel April is really a time where I could see a lot of money coming to you. But then again, you know, with income tax returns, that's what that could be. But I'm telling you, April's your 7th, 8th month, and that's going to bring you a lot more money. Certainly with your job, that could bring a promotion. But the one thing I want to tell you is do not hesitate for one moment. If you are inspired to start your own thing, start your own business, do not hesitate for one moment to take steps in that direction. Actually manifest it by thinking, creating it, picturing it, make it your dream, and then start taking those steps towards it, because I just feel that's a really perfect fit for you.
Oh, that's beautiful. And one last question, I will let you go, and thank you both so very much. I have not worked in a while. I've been home with my children since the divorce to be sure that they were already taken care of. One thing I do know that my ex was doing is putting money away. I think, I don't know exactly where it is, but I do know for a fact he was doing that while we were married. Do you think, since I'm not working right now, any of the monies, and Allison, you had said that to me before in the last time I had a reading with you, that monies were going to come in April. Do you think that perhaps maybe those monies is something that maybe just found?
I'm going to put that to Shelley.
While Allison was talking about that and giving the months February and April, I was getting something
April?
About March. And I was feeling like it did involve the husband and something loosening up there with the finances, loosening up. And so, you know, February, March, April, so it's all kind of right in the same area. It's not like October, right? So, but I did feel that the March thing had to do with him and something loosening up there. But I also wanted to ask you, do you do anything at all with beauty or beauty products or making things look more beautiful?
You're sweet. I do like to decorate, but I think I'm a Leo. I love things to look pretty around me. But I think my real calling is to work with children and to find something to do to inspire and to self-empower them.
Right.
Okay. Remember that, though. Remember something about beauty or making things look more beautiful or even, you know, with children, maybe it could be artwork or something with color. But color and beauty and that kind of a thing, you vibrate to that energy. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, I will absolutely remember that.
Thank you so much,
both of you. You're just angels.
All right, honey. Well, good luck, sweetie. Good luck.
Thank you. Good night.
Thanks for calling.
All right. All right. All right. Well, you know what, Shelley? I guess we're going to have to say no more callers for the rest of the evening. So we're done with our work. Okay. Okay. Wow. Well,
nice.
That was it's so amazing to me that you're a medium and a psychic, and you get your information from the ethers, and I just get it through the numbers. And it's always amazing to me whenever I work with a psychic how it's always coming up with the same information. And I find that really fascinating, and I think it's wonderful. So, yay for us.
Yay.
Now, Shelley, please tell everyone what your website, what the address is.
Okay, my website is www.ICSpirits.com. So, ICSpirits.com.
ICSpirits.com for Shelley. And Shelley does relationship, love and marriage, job and career, healing, animal communication, psychic and mediumship. I have to say, Shelley, that I think your rates are very reasonable.
You can actually
contact Shelley, phone number on her website, if you would like to get a reading with her. Just a total package there of just everything you could possibly want to know. I did want to ask you, Shelley, I have one really quick question.
Sure.
Why on God's green earth are my dogs suddenly fighting over food?
Oh, my goodness. Are they smaller dogs?
One's bigger, one's little.
Okay, the little one. I pick up the
little
one.
Yeah, she's a little scrappy little thing, yeah.
She has a powerful kind of personality there.
Uh-huh.
Or she wants to be dominant, maybe.
Does
she try to be dominant over the larger one?
Well, she doesn't know that she's only 9 pounds and the other one's like 40,
yeah.
And it's not a fair fight. But she definitely, they're bickering about.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I definitely get a stronger energy with the smaller one, but she wants to have the stronger energy, you see, so she's pushing herself out there.
Oh, she's getting all grown up, and she's a big girl now. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, it could be a dominant kind of a thing.
Okay.
Going
all right, well, I'll have a little chit-chat with her then, okay?
You should, you know, because I think she might be instigating it a little bit, and the other one's just following suit or protecting its own food or whatever.
Okay.
Which one is the older one?
They're both the same age, actually.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the smaller one felt older to me, and the bigger one felt more childlike. So the little one wants to be like the old soul, kind of, I'm smart, and I know what's going
on. Okay. All right, well, then I'll have a little chit-chat with him. Shelley, I really enjoyed having you on this evening. I'm sure that all of our listeners did. I can't thank you enough for coming and hanging out with me. So, again, Shelley's website is icspirits.com. And come back and see me again, okay?
I will, and thank you so much for asking me to be here tonight. And I want to wish everybody, including yourself, a very happy, healthy, and prosperous 2011 as we wrap up the last day of January 2011.
Right, time to move on to February. Okay, sweetie.
There we go.
All right, and I'll be back again next week. I have a wonderful lady coming on. She's a shaman, and so that should be a really interesting show. So I look forward to you all being here. In the meantime, you all, you have a wonderful week. Talk to you soon. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.